and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today we're starting a new mini-series and we are focusing on Jesus Christ. That's the title of this series, Focus on Jesus. And hopefully that's what we've been doing all the time in these podcasts. We always need to be focusing on our Lord Jesus Christ. But what I want to do by looking at some of the letters in the New Testament and looking at some gospel passages is focus very explicitly on Jesus, to learn more about him and to see how we can follow him more closely day by day. Going to read from Ephesians chapter 1 and beginning at verse 15, going through to verse 21. And after the reading, I'll lead us in prayer. The Apostle Paul says this: "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come." Let's pray together. Lord, as we've heard in that reading, we need the eyes of our hearts to be enlightened. If we're going to know our Lord Jesus better, if we're going to grow closer to him, if we're going to flow more and more with his purposes for our lives. And so, Lord, we pray very simply that you would open our eyes, shed your light on your word, that we might understand and appreciate, and so that we might know the Lord Jesus better. Help us now as we focus on Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a story of the 19th century Baptist preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. When he was a young man and he was preaching in the 1850s at the Exeter Hall, which was in the Strand. Spurgeon was hugely popular as a preacher and the large auditorium was absolutely packed. Of course, this is the 19th century, there are no microphones, there are no artificial ways of amplifying the voice. And so he was having to speak incredibly loudly. And as a young man, he hadn't really learnt how to manage his voice. So he found that he was unable to continue. His voice cracked and all that came out was a croak and nobody could hear what he was saying. He had to choose how to close his message. And what he said was this, or what he gasped: "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, you will not hear me say anything else at the Exeter Hall at this time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." That's a powerful story and a good way into our reflections on the Lord Jesus and our focus on him. Our verses from Ephesians 1 are verses about hope. They're about a glorious inheritance. They're about power. These are all things that we search after in these days. A glorious inheritance, well, that sounds wonderful. Incomparably great power, well, that's wonderful too, especially in these times when we feel weak and helpless. Perhaps most of all, hope is something that we seek after. We need a hope to hold on to in these days. So glorious verses about an inheritance, about power, and about hope. But ultimately, these verses are all about Jesus. It's in him that we receive our inheritance, power, and hope. These are verses about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And as our reading unfolds, we see Jesus exalted high over all. Looking at our Bibles, we pick this up from verse 20, and we see that Jesus is raised from the dead by God the Father, and so we see that he is lifted up. But it doesn't stop there. We also see that he is exalted to the right hand in the heavenly realms. Chances are you're engaging with this reflection in the time between Easter Sunday, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and Ascension Day, when we celebrate the fact that he has ascended into heaven. Jesus has been lifted up. He is risen and he is ascended. And that phrase, the right hand of God, that is the place of power and authority and honour. But there's even more to come, because we see that he is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, every title that can be given. Jesus is lifted up and up and up. He is high over all. And just in case there's any doubt about this, just in case we might be looking for a new revelation, someone even greater to come, our text reminds us that Jesus is high over all, not only now, but also in the age to come. There is no other inheritance. There is no higher power. There is no greater hope. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And in these days where, for many of us, life seems cramped and confined, this is a glorious, expansive vision. Do you need to know that you have an inheritance? If you're a Christian, you have. We are heirs with him in the coming kingdom of God. Do you need God's power today? Well, the answer is almost certainly yes. The great news for you and I is that there is mighty power available through Jesus by his Spirit. If you feel weak, God strengthens you. Verse 19 makes it clear, this power is for all of us who believe. Believe and receive the power and strength that he wants to give you today. And do you need hope today? Glorious hope for the present and the future. Jesus gives that to us. A lasting inheritance, a higher power, a glorious hope. We worship our Lord Jesus. And if there was only a few gasps of breath left in us, we would seek to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For our prayers today, I have picked up a hymn from Charles Wesley, the 18th century Methodist hymn writer. You may know him as the writer of the carol, Hark the herald angels sing. This hymn that I'm going to quote, Jesus, the name high over all, is also well known. And it's a hymn that takes us to the heart of Jesus, who is high over everything that has been made, high over everything seen and unseen. So we pray. Jesus, the name high over all, in sea or earth or sky. Angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the comfort and assurance this gives us in troubled times, in challenging times, to know that Jesus is high over all. We thank you for the glorious inheritance which is ours, together with all of God's people. We thank you for the power for daily living that you give. And we praise you for the wonderful hope that we can hold on to. And then another verse of the hymn. Oh, that the world might taste and see the riches of his grace. The arms of love that compass me would all mankind embrace. We praise you for the riches of God's grace in Jesus. And as we receive today comfort, assurance, strength, hope, as we focus on Jesus, we pray that there would be many others in these days who would be coming to him and receiving his saving grace. Lord, we recognize that when we've tasted and seen that you are good, this impels us on and outward to share. Show us how today, show us the way, and give us the courage and the strength to share you in appropriate ways with all that we see, with all that we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.